keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
Too much going on. Too much going on. How y'all doing today? Tuesday, 7th day of July. Jeff Bennett here with another episode of The Edge. The economic edge today. I've had an unbelievably intense day. And I still am so far behind what I needed to have done today. But looks like it's going to be a long night. How y'all doing? Interesting stuff out there. You know, one of the problems we faced in this nation is our banks. Well, yeah, the Federal Reserve, but I'm talking about their low-life little scum buckets, you know. Chase, Wells, Citibank, Citigroup, whatever. Well, but there's some things you need to know about Citibank and its parent, Citigroup. They, like the others, have an extensive rap sheet. Second thing you need to know is that Citigroup is a serial predator, like the others, that perpetually promises its regulators that it's going to reform, but none of them ever do. The third thing you need to know is that Citigroup has made a sap out of the Federal Reserve, not once, but twice, and I'm sure far more times than that. During the last financial crisis of '07 to '10, Citigroup somehow induced the Fed to secretly give it $2.5 trillion cumulatively in below-market rate loans for 2.5 years to prop up its sinking carcass. Citi got the cheap loans, often at below 0.5%, and went right on charging its struggling credit card customers high double-digit interest rates. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, they played a major role in creating the financial crisis, according to the official report from the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission. That's the FCIC, F-C-I-C. Three of Citigroup's executives were referred by the FCIC to the Justice Department for potential criminal prosecution, but nothing was ever done against them. No criminal action. Zip. So now today, we find that Citibank is very quiet, or I'm sorry, the Fed has quietly reimbursed Citibank $3.077 billion under its Paycheck Protection Program. That's PPP. And no, I don't think I have to go to the bathroom. A program that reimburses banks for the loans they made under the CARES Act PPP program, which are guaranteed by the Small Business Administration. Small business? How does Citibank considered a small business? The Fed accepts the PPP loan as collateral, charges the bank a paltry interest on a loan of 0.35%. Is Citigroup using that insanely cheap money to help struggling consumers during the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression? Oh, my friends, despite its grand promises to be a beacon of light during the pandemic, customers are spilling their guts to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's complaint database with horror stories of what Citi has put them through during this crisis. Let's cut to the chase. Citigroup has once again made a sap of the Fed. Its borrowing at 0.35% from the Fed, but they're charging you and all your other relatives and friends, the struggling customers, 27.4% on credit card. Huh? I mean, that's a nearly 100% profit margin, markup, whatever you want to call it. We could go on and on and on with this story, but I think we've made the point. Citibank, Citigroup, they're whores. If you bank there, get rid of them. But then maybe they won't care. I got a better idea. Default on your credit card loan to them. Who cares anymore? You stick it to them or they'll stick it to you. Simply amazing, my friends. We're going to do some interesting things today. And I hope you're going to stay with us. You're going to find some real surprises on this program tonight. I take a look at some of the market conditions, the stuff that's been going on all day long. I take a look at I don't even have the stupid thing open. Let me get it open. I can do this. Oops, I can't. I got to go with a different keyboard. That's what kind of a day I've had. Bingo. Hey, we got it. Isn't that cool? Now, do you really care about what the stock markets are doing? Is it really that important to you? I mean, the Dow closed down 396 points today, you know, which they were up 400 and some yesterday. It's just a yo-yo. So the Dow's down to 25,890. It's a joke. It is an absolute joke. S&P 500 off 35 points at 3145. NASDAQ down 90 points today at 10,343. Global Dow's off about 3 points right now. Oil down 22 cents, but it's still at the 40-40 mark. Oh, yeah, they're just hammering people. Come on, it's summertime. But nobody can afford to take a vacation. Ain't nobody driving nowhere, Jack. One of the reasons they got the gas prices so high is because fewer and fewer people are driving their cars. My goodness, another 5 or 6 years of this, these people with used cars are going to have cars with great value because they've got no miles on them. It's a joke. Absolute joke. Gold, silver had interesting days today. Silver basically closed at around $1,843 an ounce. Gold at about $1,804. Oh, we went over $1,800 today. Yes, sirree, Bob and Bobette. Little to stop the gold up trajectory, according to Bloomberg. That's Bloomberg Intelligence, not the little short guy. Gold's heading to $1,900 an ounce, folks. Little can stop that metal from reaching its all-time high in U.S. dollars. That, according to the latest Bloomberg Intelligence's commodity outlook. Now, it's logical to expect gold to outperform most assets in an environment of unparalleled central bank easing. Wait, did I misread that? Was that central bank squeezing? Yeah, that fits more. But there is, in the foreseeable future, the precious metal maintaining the upper hand in most scenarios. Little to stop the gold up, copper down trajectories, except copper's actually been doing kind of interesting things. Keep all in place before the coronavirus struck. Yes, sirree. Unreal. Slow economic recovery is going to put pressure on commodities except for gold, which will head to its record high of $1,900-plus an ounce. Depression-like global conditions should press the BCOM. What the heck is a BCOM? Below the 2016 trough and gold above its all-time high. Look, gold does this every few years. We've talked about this. 1980, the year that Jimmy Carter lost and Ronald Reagan won, okay? But Jimmy went through hell. And once again, the bad boys down in the sewers set the whole thing up, so no big deal. Gold hit $850 an ounce, all-time high. Fell back down and many, many, many years before it hit the next all-time high, which was over twice what the previous all-time high had been. 1900 and something. Does that mean gold could go to $3,600, $3,800 an ounce? It's possible. I mean, the track record indicates that's very likely. You know, but it took 27 years for gold to overtake its 1980 peak as disinflation prevailed. Deflation is the signal now from broad commodities. Increasing evidence of diminishing stock market returns from Federal Reserve easing supports gold pushing toward a substantial higher plateau. I mean, base has been building at 1700. That's kind of important. Been doing that since mid-April. And the longer it can stay above that level, the more prepared the precious metal will be to head to higher levels. Every day that passes above that level builds a firmer base for gold to make the next move to its stair-step rally. And in the meantime, V-shaped recovery is looking more and more unlikely, which is boosting the case for $1,900 gold. Coronavirus, certainly causing a lot of issues. The Bloomberg Group sees gold continuing on its rally for the rest of the year and into next. Dollar-denominated gold appreciating despite the strong greenback is a sign of divergent strength in that metal. Keep these things in mind. Commentary on the Golubova over at Kitco News. I actually like Anna's writing. It's simple. It's straight to the point. It doesn't mess around. Now, I want to do a couple of quick headline things. We're going to do something a little unusual during this program. Keep your pen and paper handy. Keep a pencil and paper handy. Keep a crayon and write on your kitchen wall. Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't mean to get him to do that. There's a lot of stuff going on in the metals markets. Headlines we posted a day or so ago. Actually, last night. United States Mint has upped their coin production to circumvent the shortage. I'm not talking about silver and gold eagles. I'm talking about pennies and nickels and dimes and quarters, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, yeah. Coronavirus even slowed up their ability to mint that stuff, too. Now, you look at that side of it. You know, the news is up. They're bumping it up again. And then you get a little thing in the mail today from Pizza Hut, who's no longer accepting cash. You got to pay with a debit card, man. Oh, but then we come back with this thing, and in our closing commentary on Morgana Precious Metals for today's postings, an interesting question is posed. One that I think we covered in depth several weeks ago. Is the nationwide coin shortage being used to push us toward a cashless society? Now, do you remember how we discussed this? And we've discussed it to the point of ad nauseum, sheer boredom. For years, I've been telling you, come on, back in the 90s, you know, they came out with these check guarantee cards. You walk into your Walmart or your Kohl's or Piggly Wiggly grocery store or wherever the heck you're going, and you whip out a check, and back in the old days, they'd ask you for your driver's license and a phone number, all this kind of nonsense. But now you have this little card, and the bank says basically, hey, whether the cat's got the money or not, we're going to go ahead and make sure you're covered. Of course, the banks then bent you over with a $50 overdraft fee, and it went on and on and on. Only one problem with a debit card, this check guarantee card, is it had a Visa or a MasterCard logo on it, which meant that they knew they were eventually going to come up with a debit card. You use it just like cash. I had to go to the post office today, ship out some books and some checks and stuff like that, and you know, that's how I pay for it, put it on my debit card. It's my company debit card, so it's right out of the check. It just makes my accounting much easier. They're going cashless. They're pushing for it. Oh, there's people in the government that says, oh, no, that's never going to happen. Who's dreaming who, buddy? coin shortage in this country has become severe over this period of time. A lot of people deeply concerned about where that might be leading us. But if you don't run a business or deal with coins on a regular basis, you may not even know that it's happening. And so our writer on this past Monday, his wife told him that a lot of people on Facebook were talking about this nationwide coin shortage. And then on Tuesday, Ricky Scarparo posted a couple of news stories about it. So he decides he better start looking into it, because if the coin shortage is going to be used to push us toward a cashless society, then maybe, in fact, there really is a big deal here. Well, there's things that I'll do to ensure that I've got protections of my own. We talked a little bit about what the metals have done earlier, and I want to tease you with a couple of things here. This is the one I love. What was that movie with Bruce Willis, where it turns out he was actually a dead guy and a little kid was in and says, "I see dead people"? I've got a new quote for that kid's picture. We paid dead people. Yes, we paid dead people. Well, which is not all that inconsequential, because dead people vote in this country too. But according to the information we're getting, 1 million dead people received federal bailout checks totaling nearly $1.5 billion. That's the stimulus checks. Coronavirus lockdowns, tanking economy, millions of people out of work, and the U.S. government sent $1,200 stimulus checks to most Americans. And over 1.1 million of those checks ended up going to people who had already died. Actually, it was $1.4 billion. Yeah, that's the dead people. That, according to the report from the Government Accountability Office. But that's because, in an effort to rush the checks out the door, the IRS used old data that did not include information from the Social Security Office about the recently deceased. Recently deceased? 1 million people were recently deceased. Oh, my goodness gracious. Does that mean if I kick the bucket tonight, my wife is still going to get money for me? Lord, Lord, Lord. IRS is a mess. This whole nation's a freaking mess. The economy's a mess. Ugh. We paid dead people. You'll really get a laugh out of that. A lot of this stuff is headlines. We've got posted under Double Eagle Headlines, July 7th, over at Morgana Precious Metals, which, by the way, is the first time that I've posted anything new on Morgana since June the 29th. You know why that is? It's not that there isn't some economic news out there, but most of it is so over the heads of the average person, I'm not going to post it. I have watched sites like Zero Hedge, Jesse's Cafe American, and others who are posting less and less economic news, even though that is what their basis has always been. And they're spending more and more time on political-related news. The BLM, all the hate stuff that's going on, the tearing down of the statues. Oh, let's go after Trump. I mean, it's one thing to keep people apprised of making commentary about maybe mistakes that were made in commentary, et cetera, et cetera. But my God, let's talk about silver for a couple minutes. You know, a $10 bill doesn't buy very much today, does it? Certainly not what it used to. In a lot of cases, you can't even buy a pack of smokes for 10 bucks. Of course, I don't pay that. And I shouldn't smoke, but I'm only doing about a half a pack a day, so I don't care. Yeah, you know, the $10 Federal Reserve note today would only buy, if you're lucky, not even a half ounce of silver. Okay? It won't. Back in 1934, a $10 silver certificate would have purchased 18 and a half ounces of silver. Try doing that today. Now, basically, I go back there. I'm going to look at old dimes, quarters, half dollars, you know, the old junk silver stuff. I don't think back in 1934 people were out buying little silver bars, but who knows? Look, the fundamentals for silver and gold are, I think we all agree, are very strong. And with all the massive bailouts and stimulus which have increased debt levels, they are getting stronger. And until a significant portion of those debts is repaid or defaulted on, it's going to be foolish to talk about a top in precious metals. But I've made this very clear. I don't throw darts and say gold's going to go to $5,000 or $10,000 or $30,000 and silver is going to go to $5,000. I forget that. I'm sorry. Once again, you're back to people selling newsletters. I had a very long talk with a friend of mine the other night, a guy who's had a program on this network for a good number of years. Ostensibly, it's re-aired from another network, but and some of you know who it is right away. And he and I had a very, very long talk about some of these things. The fact of the matter is, our economy has been replaced by a complete fiat economy. Now, I know what they mean by fiat, but to me, fiat was one of the biggest piece of junk cars that was ever made. And so it kind of fits, doesn't it? Yeah. Think about that. Hey, where's my money? Huh? Oh, that's the next headline. Well, let's go talk about the IRS. Remember how we talked about the IRS was shelling all this money out to dead people? Well, that's where my tax refund went to. And where did yours go? Apparently, the IRS is in deep doo-doo. Let's talk about this a little bit. Because millions of tax refunds face extreme delays. Now, let me share this with you, because this is... Now, the headline in this article is extensive. The problem is the entirety of the article goes beyond that issue. It decides to start talking about how the Democrats are trying to control health care and who's going to get it and who's not, and it goes on and on and on. I don't care about that portion of it. The only portion I care about is this fact about how the millions of taxpayers face extreme delays in getting refunds. Now, let me share this with you. My accountant, my 52-year friend from New York, was out here 2 days after Thanksgiving, last year, 2019. Now, for one reason or another, we did not have all of our tax stuff ready to go. It didn't get filed. He comes out here Saturday, the day after Thanksgiving. We sign all the papers for our personal tax return. My wife mails it on Monday. I can't remember what that date was, 2nd of December, something off the wall like that. The IRS never got it, they claim. So now we go through hell, have to make copies, do this, do that. You know, we're waiting and waiting and waiting, and finally the IRS says, we don't know what you're talking about. We never got your return. So now we're having to refile the whole thing. But this is for 2018. This is for the 2018 tax. This is how far behind we are, okay? So for 2018, it is now July of 2020. We still do not have our return. We've got a very large refund coming. Huge. Part of that's because we're responsible for raising grandkids and the whole nine yards, okay? So, I resubmitted. They received it on April the 16th, one day after the normal filing date of, you know, that you would do for 2019. Still no money. And so now we're looking at all of this. Millions of taxpayers face extreme delays in getting their refunds. Oh, yeah, baby, that coronavirus pandemic resulted in some serious backlogs at the IRS. That according to a new report to Congress. noting the IRS has done a tremendous job under the constraints of the virus and the closings it's caused. National taxpayer advocate Aaron Collins nevertheless warns that millions of taxpayers are likely to be affected by the backlog of work that resulted from the closure of the agency's offices beginning in late March. The spread of COVID-19 brought much of the country to a grinding halt. That was largely true of the IRS's operations, right in the middle of the filing season, no less. And despite their best efforts, there have been notable adverse taxpayer impacts. They brought thousands of workers back to their offices this month. More are set to return, well, that's June, this month. But digging out is going to take a while. Also said the IRS closures made it harder for taxpayers to get assistance, whether in person or over the phone. It's going to take time for customer service ops to be restored to full capacity. And millions of taxpayers have got to wait for their refunds. Those who filed paper returns are facing extreme delays, blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on and on. Who wrote this stuff? They keep repeating the same sentences every three words. Well, yeah, some coronavirus relief payments also were delayed. Million plus people got, hey, wait a minute, they got my money. Where's my refund? They gave it to dead people who will certainly be casting their votes for brain dead Joe Biden, I'm sure. Do you get it? We're screwed up. We are in a hell of a mess, my friends. Bad news. Bad news. We talked about, so where's my money? A dead guy's got it. And yours as well. Unreal. Let's take a look at something over here. All right, we got that covered. We got this covered. You know what? Mike, let's go ahead and do it. When the time is up, go ahead and do the break. Got plenty of stuff going on here. When we come back, we've got a couple of real interesting offers we've put together for you today. Once again, look at some of the other headlines. Mortgage delinquencies surged to a 9-year high. New world orders being shoved down our throats. All this stuff. It's madness. Simple, pure madness, people. It's contrary to what Ann Murray's saying. I'd love to have a little good news today, but we ain't getting it. By the way, there are five stages to collapse. Financial, commercial, political, social, and cultural. Where's the U.S. right now? We're getting near the end, aren't we? We're getting near the end. Oh, Big Pharma? They've been blasted as morally bankrupt because they've sued to block Minnesota insulin affordability law. Yeah, let's do it, man. Yeah, Big Pharma. Because they've sued. Minnesota has an insulin affordability law. We get a few minutes, we're going to talk about that, because it's a mess. A mess, a mess, a mess. Did you hear my response? Yes, do it. Do it, do it, do it. As wiped out as I am, I'm feeling pretty good. Lord knows why. Lord knows why, my friends. For those of you who tuned in last night, got some response. Dennis, I got your note today. Got it all taken care of. It goes out in the morning. And some people saw some obvious benefit of that program last night. We'll be doing more of those at least once a week. Stay with us. We'll be back after the break. How does it just come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does it just come about?
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Yeah.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Oh, holy guacamole. We're back. Doing that program yesterday, we were talking, I think, about cancer, health-related issues. I'm going to be doing more of that because I need it. There are many things that we're all falling for. Obviously, this whole mess with the masks and is just getting unbearable. And I may take some time tomorrow and address mask issues, not for the entirety of the program, but I want to give you some things to seriously contemplate and be knowledgeable about. Frankly, if I walk into a place and they tell, well, I'm sorry, I told you I went to the bank a couple weeks ago and my branch had been closed for 3 months. They finally reopened. I waited about 2 weeks to finally go in there. And I get up there and the guy says, well, sir, you have to wear a mask. Now, I had one in the car, but that wasn't the point. And the only reason I had one in the car is because I went to Costco and it was absolutely adamant. If you didn't have one, they handed you one. Of course, I pretend like I'm putting it on and then I kind of let it rest over my chin. I don't care. Got in and out of there as fast as I could. Fact of the matter is that the guy at the bank said, well, sir, I'm sorry, you got to wear a mask. I said, why? I'm not here to rob the bank. And he just froze for a minute and then broke out laughing. Got to have some fun with it. But I can't continue to concentrate 4 or 5 days a week with all this negative stuff. I'm spending less and less time on Facebook because there's nothing but crap that I'm looking at over there anyway. So we talked a little bit about silver today. We talked about the importance of gold. We didn't really concentrate on it. But the importance that when you begin to look at all the things that are going on, And I you know, if I had another hour, I could still continue to do more. But why just beat on it? It's fairly understandable. I think the comment as related to silver early on, that, you know, what a $10 bill buys today. It will not even buy you a half an ounce of silver. I don't care what spot is. You can't buy silver for spot today. You can't buy gold for spot. But the fact of the matter is, a $10 bill, even if it's a silver certificate, and by the way, I got 3 $1 silver certificates at my local Denny's a couple weeks ago. Yeah, I mean, they're beat to death, so they've got no value to them. But the fact of the matter is that when you look at this silver thing, a $10 bill will not even buy a half an ounce of silver today. But a $10 bill in 1934, and they were all silver certificates then, would have purchased 18 and a half ounces of silver. 18 and a half ounces of silver. My God, what the heck is that worth today? I'm going to give you just a rough guess, okay? Probably $425, somewhere in that area. A little higher, a little lower, whatever the case may be. Let's talk about some things. I contacted this several of my suppliers today to see what kind of stuff they had available. And, I mean, my one supplier that I typically would always go to, because, my God, he's just always had the fairest prices. The only silver that he's got available for us is junk silver. You know what junk silver is? The old dimes, quarters, half dollars that still had 90% silver content in them. So I said, okay, how much? And he gives me a price. I'm going to give you three prices right now, but I'm also going to give you a comparative price that I picked up from one of the largest precious metals distributors in the country, APMEX. Okay? Let's, for right now, look at spot at $18.43 an ounce. My website shows silver to be a little bit less than that. About 20 cents less than that. But I've got to go with what the market dictates. And all I will say to you is, no matter what I'm quoting you right now tonight, final prices will be adjusted at the time of lock-in, which we cannot do until tomorrow morning, because all my suppliers are closed within about 22 minutes. So none of these people can be reached. Doesn't matter. Let's give you some comps. Let's say that you wanted to buy a full bag of junk silver right now. Nine chances out of ten, it's going to be dimes or quarters. Might be able to mix them half and half or whatever. That I can't guarantee. $1,000 face value. 715 ounces worth of silver. Your cost? $14,335. Now, I gagged a little bit. It's going up. Well, spot's up from last time I offered junk silver to somebody. Premium's up just a little bit, but still very fair. $14,335 for a full bag of junk silver, if that's what you're wanting to put some of your money. It's always going to have value. You're going to be able to swap it, trade it for something. APMEX wants almost $360 more for the same thing. No, not three, 600. We're at 14,335. They're at 14,957.80. All right, maybe you can't afford to buy a full bag. You want to look at a half bag of junk silver? That's $500 face value. Our cost, $7,267.50. You go over to APMEX, $7,478. We drop down quarter bag. That's the smallest I can do. I can't do a $100 bag or any of that kind of stuff. It's quarter, half, and full bag. All right? $3,683.75. Now, things do tighten up a little bit with Atmex. Atmex is still higher. They're at $37.40. I'm at $36.83. So you got about a $60 difference. But that's your money. You know, take the wife out to Burger King for dinner or something. It's not that I can't get other forms of silver. I can get 1 ounce increments. I was working on a transaction with a client of mine today who's doing his IRA. And I gave him a price on the best price product we could put in his IRA and get him what he was looking for. If he'd have bought silver American Eagles, it would have been $4.50 more per ounce. That's insane. I cannot believe what they're getting for this stuff. So look, if you have an interest in junk silver, maybe you want to take a look at some of the other alternatives with silver. You and I can talk about it. Let's see what I can do to fill your bill. Okay? You got to give me an idea what it is you're looking for. I like the junk silver. I've not been able to get any quantity of it for quite some time. So there's quite a range there between roughly $3,700 up to $14,300. You can give us a call tomorrow, 602-799-8214, 602-799-8214. That's my cell phone. You can also send me a text to that number. Please, if you text me, at least give me your name so I know who I'm talking with. And there's probably five or six of you folks that I've dealt with through the cell phone, and I've got your name in there, but I've never transferred it into my log, you know, into my contact list. I just need to get around to it. Certain things have got greater importance than others, and I've got to deal with it. Let's talk about gold for a little bit. What is all that noise? Is that my little one finally moving around? Could be. We can look at 1 ounce gold. We can look at American Eagles, Maple Leafs. There seem to be plenty around. But my God, the prices, once again, they make them want to vomit. They have gotten a little bit better, a little softer on their spreads. But, you know, gold sitting in the 1804 range right now. Sometimes you might see a little bit less than that. What am I looking at for? Let's take a fast look. Just for curiosity, American Eagles. Oh, God, I hate it when they do this. They drive me crazy. This is what I want, you idiots. That's what I thought. If you want to buy 100 of them, you can buy it for $1,900. But for most people who are looking at buying 5, 10 pieces, whatever, somewhere between 1916 and 1911, in that general range for, you know, lower quantity purchases. But yeah, and here's, oh my God, here's another one, $1,903. That's if you buy 100 pieces. It's insane. So $100+ more than spot. Now that's come down. About a month ago, it was probably 135, 145. So things have gotten a little bit better that way. Oh my goodness, and they've got sale prices. And in most cases, the stuff's even available. I'm talking Atmex again. Oh, then they play the game. Oh my goodness, if you buy a 1987 1 ounce gold American Eagle, we'll only screw you at $1,983. Why? It's still the same 1 ounce of gold. There's nothing special. There's not a single one of those dates that are worth more than others. Don't get sold on the date game. An old TV show. One of the other things I sometimes like to look at are quarter ounce. I love quarter ounce. That's my personal favorite. It's where I typically tend to go. But wait a minute. A quarter ounce gold American Eagle for $530? $530 for a quarter ounce of gold American Eagle. It's nice. But why would I do that when I can buy one for, buy a nearly quarter ounce coin for $442? So, okay, we take this deal here. Let's take five of them, just for curiosity. Now we'll take four of them to be safe. $530.68. 530.68 times four. You just forked out $2,122.72 for an ounce of gold. We can go in there and grab a five-pack of gold sovereigns for $2,210. A little bit less money and greater weight content in total. Okay? Five coins versus four. Keep in mind, a British sovereign weighs just a hair under a quarter of an ounce, 0.2354. So 0.2354 times five gets you what? 0.2354 times 5 equals 1.18 ounces of gold. You're getting almost an extra fifth of an ounce of gold for a little bit less money. So a five-pack of British gold sovereigns. These are old dates, kings. $2,204.25. That's $442 each. If you want a 10-pack, you double it, $4,408.50. But if you go up to a 20-pack, your cost per coin, it's not huge, but it drops a dollar a piece. So you just save 20 bucks. A 50-pack, which is the equivalent of a roll, it only drops another dollar. But, hey, if you got $22,000 just sitting around with nothing better to do with it, give us a call. All of these are available right now. I don't know if a 50-pack's available. I give it to you as a comparative price. I've done comp shopping on every one of these as well. So remember, 4 1-ounce American Eagles right now at 530.68. 530.68 times 4 comes to $2,122.72. That's for a full ounce. But now we take the sovereigns at 442 times 5 comes to $2,210. So pennies difference. You're paying the same money. Hey, if you want to call me and say, no, I'd rather have American Gold Eagles, I'll see what I can get. I don't deal with that mix, okay? I don't have an account with them. I'm not going to set one up. But the point is, you're picking up almost a fifth of an ounce more by taking the five sovereigns. Make sense? 602-799-8214 is my cell number. Ah, yes, I can do that. Can you give me about 20 seconds worth of music here, Michael? I have a front door I have to open. Hang on just a... Thank you. Yeah, we're back. It gives you an idea that, yeah, there's stuff out there. You know, you may have some other things in mind. I'm happy to at least investigate it for you. And here we go with the mutt. Never fails. Ever fails. It's what we do here. And we keep busy with it. So if you've got some interest, give us a call. You can also send me an email through the website, MorganaPreciousMetals.com. You go over there, scroll down probably in the right-hand column, and as you get down there just below the little the golden IRA banner, there's our address, there's a phone number. But that phone number is strictly my direct office line. There's no text, nothing. But the email address is there, gold@morganapreciousmetals.com. Send us a note. By the way, very, very interesting, unusual video that we posted at Morgana today, dated October 28th of 1976. Frank Zappa. Piece of music called Black Napkins. Actually, I think it was done on either the Merv Griffin or the Mike Douglas show. Interesting piece of music. No words, just the music. Take a look at it. If you go to Morgana tonight, you're going to see some different spot prices. You're going to see gold listing at $1,494 instead of the $1,808 or whatever. You're going to see silver at $1,826 versus $1,843. I tend this late in the hour to give us a quote based on higher figures if tomorrow morning when the market's open and we've got access to our various suppliers. If the spot prices are lower, you're going to pay a lower price across the board. So keep that in mind. Hope we've given you plenty to think about tonight. Along with, you know, a few laughs. Because they're needed. Now, an interesting story to close with. It's not a particularly lengthy story. This blew me away. The world has thrown away $57 billion worth of gold, silver, and copper. Thrown it away. Consumers around the world threw away that much money last year. That's according to a report from, oh God, the United Nations Global E-Waste Monitor. Let me share the story. According to the latest report, which was published yesterday, e-waste, anything, a plug, a battery, hit a record 53.6 million tons in 2019, a 21% increase from the previous year. What are you talking about? What is this e-waste stuff? Out of all the electronic items thrown away, only 17.4% valued at $10 billion were recycled last year. And that means that gold, silver, copper, platinum, other high-value recoverable materials conservatively valued at $57 billion. That is a sum greater than our gross domestic product of most countries. Were mostly dumped or burned rather than being collected for treatment and reuse. You know, I've got a guy who does some work on my computers occasionally, and I bought my granddaughter a new computer, I think, for her junior or senior year in high school. And the computer just turned out to be a piece of crap. I was just a few months away from the warranty expiring. I had to get a hold of the manufacturer. They had me send it to them. They went ahead and put a whole new hard drive in it. We got back, and within 2 months, that thing was no good. We eventually, you know, I took it in. The guy said, I can do this, I can do that. I don't quite know what to do. I said, I'm not going to spend the money to try to rebuild it again. Forget it. I'm out of warranty. They're not going to care. He said, would you like me to recycle it? Of course he didn't charge me a bill. He went in there and got the gold, the silver, the copper, the platinum, etc. He went and recycled it and probably made out like a bandit. That's what's going on here. We're wasting it all. Holy guacamole. Hey, you want to talk about the gold and silver, some of the offers we put together tonight? Do give us a call. 602-799-8214 is our phone number. gold@morganapreciousmetals.com is our email. And take a peek at some stuff. And any questions, do give us a call. I think the man says, are we out of time, or did all of a sudden you can't hear me anymore? Huh? Oh, we're here? Oh, what's the music we're running? Oh, you are. Cool. We're shutting down with Black Mechems tonight, huh? Well, let's let the music go and let the folks enjoy it, and I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.